Are you worried that your boss could crack down on you for goofing around? We got the email yesterday.
We did.
Don't use your email at work for fun stuff. And our next guest says...
illegal stuff.
Or illegal stuff. Goofing off online at the office may actually be a good thing. Mm-hmm. A good thing.
Look who it is. Rod Kurtz is with Inc. Magazine, of course, but you have a great website as well. What's the website?
Inc.com.
Inc.com.
If you want to look
simple.
At it at work, that's okay.
Too. That's cool. So wasting time is okay at work? What do you mean?
Wasting time. Well, let's look at the numbers. $760 billion. That's what we're talking about in lost productivity, people goofing off
well,
at work.
Well, that's bad.
You got to be careful, though. You can always twist the numbers. You know how it is. And people are actually more productive in other ways. So they may be looking
how?
At... well, take, for example, if you're on a shopping website at work. Mm-hmm. People aren't taking lunch hours anymore to go out shopping. They may do it for 15 minutes online instead of an hour outside
yes,
the office.
Yes, they are. They're goofing around, they're surfing, and they're also... okay, this
present
is
company included?
Exactly. Well, now see, we
got the laptops right
second.
Here, guys.
Now, what about this? In our green room right now, we've got the interns playing cards around the...
well, I didn't say anything about checkers, so I don't know what they're doing down there. Talk to your staff.
And there's the control room. I mean, they're playing basketball, Rod.
There's a lot of expensive equipment in there. You got to be careful. But think about it. I mean, people have Blackberries now, so they're doing a lot of work outside the office.
That's
in the cab on the way here, I was typing away.
That's just it. You may do some things that you would normally do off work time at work, but then when you're at home, you're constantly checking, you know, checking emails, getting emails from work, checking Blackberries. You know, so has the work pattern changed where it's not just your, you know, 9 to 5, but it's your 24
absolutely,
hours.
Yeah. I was joking with you guys. You were typing away here at the table here. You don't have to be at a desk anymore to do your work. And that's the interesting thing, that studies have shown that people are actually spending more time on work when they're at home than they are goofing off in the office. So what you're saying is absolutely true.
The entire time I'm at home, I am working toward doing work for this job. There's no question. Hi, Edie. But how many times you walk by people's desks and that solitaire is being played on their computer
well,
screen?
Well, that's the famous example, or infamous, I should say. Mayor Michael Bloomberg here in New York famously fired an employee for playing solitaire at work. And I think that's the real danger for employers, and that's what we're talking about to some of our Inc. readers, is that you don't want to crack down necessarily because you rub your employees the wrong way. I don't think anyone said Mayor Bloomberg looked like a great manager. They just said that wasn't a really nice thing to
do. Well, yeah, but the guy was stupid. Hey, the mayor's coming through, and he's playing cards, and maybe you shouldn't do that at work. Rod Kurtz, senior editor at Inc.com, we thank you very much, and of course, check out the magazine. There it is right there. How to make great hires is your cover story. All right.
Thank you.
It's a...